All right, so you're making $100,000 a year. Not bad, right? And you're probably starting to think about, how much house can I actually afford?
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it? It's a big one.
It is a big one for a lot of people, and that's exactly what we're diving into today, figuring out, how much buying power you actually have with a six-figure income like that.
So right off the bat, someone earning $100,000 a year could be looking at a mortgage probably somewhere between $300,000 and $500,000.
Okay.
But that is, of course, a pretty big range.
Yeah.
And what's really interesting is how all the little details of your own finances kind of move you around in that range.
Totally. It's not like there's one magic number that works for absolutely everyone.
Exactly.
What really matters is all the individual stuff, your
Yeah.
debts, how good your credit score is, how much you can put down for a down payment. And then, of course, you can't forget about those interest rates always moving around. So, to get us started, let's talk about something you might have heard of before. It's called the 2836 rule.
Yeah, the 2836 rule is something a lot of lenders use, and it's a really good starting point for anyone trying to figure out how much house they can afford.
Okay.
So the 28% part, that means that ideally no more than 28% of your income before taxes should be going towards your housing costs.
Gotcha.
And that includes, your actual mortgage payment, but also property taxes, homeowners insurance, HOA fees, anything like that.
Okay, so that's all rolled into that 28%.
Yep. And then the 36%, that's looking at your debt to income ratio, or DTI, which basically means that all your monthly debt payments, that includes your housing stuff, but also things like car loans, student loans, credit card minimums,
Yeah.
all that shouldn't be more than 36% of your pre-tax income.
Okay, so for our listener making 100 grand a year, that's about $8,300 a month before taxes. So using that 28% rule, that means around $2,300 a month for all those mortgage-related things we talked about.
Yep. And then the 36% rule, that's about $3,000 a month for all your debts in total.
Okay.
And here's where things get really interesting. If you're lucky enough to not have a ton of other debt, then a bigger chunk of that $3,000 can go towards your mortgage payment. You could be looking at a monthly payment somewhere in that $2,300 to $3,000 range.
Wow, that's a good chunk of change.
Yeah. But, let's be real. Most people looking to buy a house, they've got some other debts hanging around.
True,
It's
yeah.
not always that simple.
So let's dig into those other factors that can really affect how much you can afford. Let's start with your credit score. It's more than just a number. Lenders look at it, really makes a difference.
Absolutely. Your credit score is basically a report card for your financial responsibility. The higher you score, the more lenders trust you to pay back your loans, and to reward that trust, they give you better interest rates.
Right. Okay. And those lower interest rates, they really matter because it means more of your monthly payment is actually paying off the loan itself and not just the interest.
I see. So, how much of a difference can your credit score actually make in terms of, dollars and cents?
Oh, it can be a pretty big difference.
Yeah.
So let's say your credit score is 760 or higher. That usually gets you the best interest rates out there, maybe around 6.5% right now. If your score is between 700 and 759, that's still pretty good. You might be looking at something like 6.8%.
Okay.
But once you get down to the 620 to 699 range, those rates start to climb, maybe around 7.5%.
Oof.
And honestly, if your score is below 620, you might have a really tough time even getting approved for a mortgage at all.
Wow. Okay. So the message here is clear. Get that credit score in good shape before you start seriously looking for a house.
Sure.
It could save you a lot of money in the long run.
For sure.
Okay. So what's next after credit score?
Well, then there's the down payment.
Ah, yes.
It's pretty straightforward. The more money you can put down up front, the less you need to borrow, which means smaller monthly payments.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Can you give us some examples of how different down payments can change what you can afford?
Yeah, definitely. So imagine you're looking at houses in a certain area. If you've got a $20,000 down payment, you might be able to afford a house around $320,000.
Okay.
But if you bump that down payment up to $50,000, suddenly you could be looking at houses closer to $375,000.
Wow.
And if you've been really good about saving and have a $100,000 down payment, you could potentially afford a $500,000 home.
That is a huge difference.
It is. And there's another big advantage to putting down 20% or more. Usually that means you don't have to pay private mortgage insurance or PMI.
Right, PMI.
Yeah, PMI is basically an extra monthly fee that protects the lender if you stop making your payments. Getting rid of that can save you a lot of money each month.
Okay, so we've got credit score and down payment, two big ones. What's the next piece of the puzzle?
Next up is your debt to income ratio, or DTI. Remember, we talked about that earlier with the 36% rule.
Right.
Well, we're going to dig a little deeper into how your other debts affect how much you can borrow for a mortgage.
Okay.
Basically, your DTI is looking at how much of your income is already going towards paying off other debts. The more debt you have, the less money you have left over for a mortgage payment.
I see. So things like car loans, student loans, even those pesky credit card minimum payments, they all factor into this.
Exactly. Let's look at some examples to see how this works in real life. If you don't have any other debt payments, you might be able to handle a mortgage payment of around $3,000, which could mean you can afford a house around $500,000.
Okay.
But let's say you've got $500 in monthly debt payments from things like car loans or student loans. That changes things. In that case, your maximum mortgage payment might drop to about $2,500, which would probably mean you're looking at houses closer to $425,000.
Okay.
And if your monthly debt jumps up to $1,000, then your maximum mortgage payment could be closer to $2,000, and your affordable home price might be around $350,000.
Wow. It's pretty clear how much of a difference those other debts can make.
Yeah, it's a trade-off for sure.
All right, so we've covered credit score, down payment, DTI. That brings us to the last big factor that really affects affordability, interest rates.
Oh, yeah. Interest rates, we talked about them a bit with credit scores, but they deserve their own spotlight.
They do.
Because interest rates have a huge impact on how much house you can actually afford. They directly change how much your monthly mortgage payment is, and even small changes in interest rates can make a big difference in how much you end up paying over the life of the loan. It also affects the maximum amount you can borrow while still keeping those monthly payments manageable.
So can you give us an example of how different interest rates can change things?
Sure. Let's say you're comfortable with a maximum monthly payment of $2,800. If the interest rate is 6.5%, you might be able to get a loan for around $450,000.
Okay.
But if that interest rate goes up to 7%, even with that same $2,800 monthly payment, your maximum loan amount might drop down to about $430,000.
Okay.
And if it keeps going up to 7.5%, you might only be able to borrow around $410,000. And if it hits 8%, that could drop even further to about $390,000.
So even a small change in the interest rate can make a pretty big difference in how much house you can buy.
Exactly.
And you mentioned something really important about getting pre-approved, right?
Yes. Getting pre-approved for a mortgage is a really smart move for a few reasons. First, it tells you exactly how much a lender is willing to give you and at what interest rate. Second, it often lets you lock in that interest rate for a while, which can protect you if rates start to go up while you're house hunting.
That's good.
And third, it can make you a more attractive buyer to sellers because they know you're serious and you've already been vetted. It just makes the whole process smoother.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered all the main things that affect how much house our listener can afford with a $100,000 salary. Let's try to make this more concrete with some real life examples.
Yeah, let's do it.
So first, let's imagine someone who's in a really good financial spot. They're making $100,000 a year, no debt, a credit score of 740, and they've managed to save up a 10% down payment. Let's say the interest rate is around 6.75%.
Okay.
So in this case, what kind of house could they afford?
Well, in this ideal scenario, they could probably afford a house somewhere between $450,000 and $475,000. You know, no debt and good credit. That really opens up their options.
Yeah, that's a big difference from the lower end of that $300,000 to $500,000 range we talked about earlier.
Definitely.
Now let's look at someone who's in a more typical situation.
Yeah.
Maybe they have some debt.
Okay, so let's say this person is also making $100,000 a year, but they've got about $700 in monthly debt payments from things like a car loan and student loans.
Okay.
Their credit score is still pretty good at 680, and they have a 5% down payment saved up. Let's say their interest rate is around 7.25% because of that slightly lower credit score and smaller down payment.
Gotcha. So how does their affordability compare to the first person?
Well, in this case, they're probably looking at a house in the $350,000 to $375,000 range. That debt and slightly lower credit score, they definitely make a difference.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that everyone's situation is unique.
For sure.
Now, for our listener who's probably thinking, wow, that's a lot of numbers to juggle, are there any tools out there that can help them figure out a more specific estimate for their own situation?
Oh, absolutely. There are some great online resources that can make this whole process a lot easier. Two that I always recommend are NerdWallet's Mortgage Affordability Calculator and Zillow's Home Affordability Tool.
Okay.
These calculators are super helpful because you can plug in all your specific financial details, you know, your income, your bets, your estimated credit score, how much you have for a down payment, even where you want to buy a house, and they'll give you a much more personalized estimate of what you can realistically afford.
That sounds really useful.
Yeah, it is. It's a great way to play around with different scenarios, see how changing one thing can affect the outcome, and just get a clearer picture of your own situation.
I like it. So for our listener who might be looking at their finances and thinking, I wish I could afford a little more house, what are some practical things they can do to improve their situation?
There are definitely some steps you can take. One of the biggest is paying down any high interest debt you have. Getting rid of those monthly payments can really improve your debt-to-income ratio, which we know is a big deal for lenders.
Right.
Another important step is working on your credit score. Even a small improvement, like 20 or 40 points, can get you better interest rates and lower monthly payments.
Okay.
And if the down payment is a problem for you, it might be worth looking into FHA loans. They often have lower down payment requirements, but they usually come with mortgage insurance, so there's a trade-off there.
I see.
And lastly, don't forget to check out any first-time homebuyer programs that might be available in your state or local area. They can sometimes offer some really helpful financial assistance or other benefits.
Great advice. So to sum it all up for our listener, making around $100,000 a year homeownership is definitely within reach. Based on what we've talked about today, you're probably looking at being able to afford a home somewhere between $350,000 and $500,000 with a monthly mortgage payment of around $2,200 to $3,000.
Exactly. But here's a really important thing to remember. Just because you can technically afford a certain mortgage payment doesn't mean it's going to feel comfortable and sustainable for you personally.
Yeah.
You need to think about your lifestyle, your savings goals, whether it's for retirement, education, or anything else, and just your overall financial picture beyond just the mortgage payment. You don't want to be house rich, but cash poor.
That's such a good point. It's all about finding that balance where you can comfortably afford your home without having to give up everything else that's important to you.
Right.
And on that note, here's something to really think about as you move forward with this process. What are all the other costs of home ownership besides just the mortgage payment, things like maintenance, property taxes, insurance? You really need to factor all of that into your long-term financial planning.
You do. It's not just about the mortgage payment itself.
It's about the whole picture.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. I hope this has been helpful for you, our listeners, as you navigate the exciting but sometimes complicated world of home buying.
It's definitely a journey.
It is. But with the right information and a little planning, you can make it a successful one.
Absolutely.
Until next time, happy house hunting.